Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Gotta tell y'all how good it feels after weeks of not talking about a win to finally be discussing with our Atlanta Falcons. It's Dukes and Bell. We're live at Eagle Watch Golf Club. It's our Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic, guys. We do each and every year to benefit Pets for Vets. And tournament's still going on, but it's dwindling down as more and more guys are making their way into the clubhouse. But as far as the Falcons are concerned, Mike, slept good. Yesterday afternoon at around 4:30, it felt good.
Right.
Because for the last 5 weeks, it's felt terrible, especially with the way that we had lost these games. And as Mike and I have been discussing, the surprise, I think, for most of you and most of Falcon fans is how this offense all of a sudden was under center. Guys, and again, I don't want to get into the minutiae of this, but, you know, we have these different terminologies in football, 12 personnel, 11 personnel, 13 personnel. We were in three tight end sets yesterday, more than we've been all season. And why? Why are we all of a sudden doing this, Mike, when we've been clamoring
for
it?
Well, I mean, good for Zach. I think some of this was out of, necessity with Drake London not being out there, getting some other guys in the mix. Perhaps they felt that, you know, when you have some of the tight ends as far as protection issues, either way, Charlie Waters made some catches. I think Charlie Waters had more catches this season than his entire life in the NFL. Georgia boy doing good. But you're right. We did get to see the other guys, David Sills, you know, some of the other players that we saw back, you know, during camp having an effect. Drummond as well, but and Darnell Mooney and Kirk have got a chemistry. But we were talking a lot of guys relating to our take on, I get it, Michael Penix Jr. One guy says, why are you talking about Penix Jr.? Why are you talking about old ish? Well, eventually he's going to come back and maybe be the quarterback for this team. You drafted this guy. This is a guy we couldn't pass up. Terry Fondo came on our show and said, we'll never be selecting that high again, and this is a talent we can't miss out on. And then you use him, I don't know, it's like we're finesse with him. You know, it's like it doesn't pass the eye test. Those play-action plays we talked about, they look like they're in slow motion.
Yep.
Where he's pirouetting away from the running back. And then you see Kirk Cousins, who's, you know, an older guy, you know, coming off an Achilles, and there's fluidity with him under center. It's the way it's supposed to look, play-action. You freeze the linebacker for that half a count, which gets your or the corners for that matter, which gets your receiver open, making an easy catch. That's football 101.
It really is. And it's one of the reasons why this offense was able to be successful against the Saints defense yesterday.
A bad defense. I mean,
no,
look, they're a horrible offense, but that's a decent defense.
Yeah, the offense is crap. I agree. They still have some savvy vets. They're long in the tooth. But to your point, we were able to maneuver enough. And now the question becomes, can you gain momentum off of this and go beat a bad Jets team? Right? It's just, we all know this. This is another bad Jets team that we're going to see. And then what do you do from that point on? 404-726-0929. By the way, 2 o'clock hour was brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. As we continue on with more football conversation, and coming up, by the way, we will get back into some college. conversation, including Lane Kiffin and the dogs and all the things we just talked about, including about Georgia Tech, because the interesting comments from people coming in on Georgia Tech. I think a lot of people are just mad that they lost the way they did.
Right.
But they love Brent Key, and they're still saying, Dukes, I hear you, but you got to pay him. You got to pay him, because if you don't, he's going to leave.
Right. But all of a sudden, Alec, as you said, I missed a conversation when I was out there in Europe with the Falcons, but yeah, it's – you don't want to overdo it, but it seems like there's no middle ground with these contract extensions.
Zero.
Teams just find themselves – like, I think Brent certainly – he's got to tighten up the defense. They've got to improve. And they can do that through the transfer portal. They'll certainly – you would think be enticements to bring some more guys in, and he's got the ability to draft as well. But as I said to you last week, you know, I expected a high-scoring game. I just didn't expect Pitt to do all of the scoring in the first half.
Right, right.
But all of a sudden, just to your point, it's – it's not a knock at Brent, guys, but I'm with Carl. It's not the slam dunk that maybe you thought it was 10 days ago.
No. And look, I just don't ever think – we've said this for years. This goes back to Charlie Weiss. Okay, this is, we've said this for years. There's just no rush.
Teams outbid themselves.
That you're bidding against yourselves. This notion that eight teams are interested or eight universities or ADs are all interested,
right.
Some of that may be true, but most of it isn't. And I just think we all rush to judgment when it comes to paying our coaches because we're all afraid that we're going to lose a good thing. Let me tell you something. This whole Sark thing, nobody's calling Sark, okay?
Sark is not going anywhere.
No, nobody's calling him. This idea, like, I'm not going anywhere. These rumors out there. Whatever, man. Stuff is put out there. Most times it's put out by the guy's agent.
Right.
And you're trying to create a market for himself. Either way, I do want to see Brent Key successful. All I'm saying is before Georgia Tech goes and cuts a $12 million check, slow your roll.
Is like, when is Lane? When is this information going to drop? Because now it almost feels like it's a done deal.
It does.
Because the vagueness of the statement that Ole Miss released last week that we talked about, well, by the Egg Bowl. Well, I mean, yeah, you're going to derail a great season. The chancellor's like, dude, really? You're going to pull this now? And LSU, of course, are like, hey, let's go. It's go time. I don't know how Lane Kiffin plays this. Either way, there's going to be hurt feelings.
Can I ask you something? They're paying, well, maybe not all of it, but most of it. Brian Kelly, $50 million to go
yes.
away.
Yeah.
And the reports are they're ready to pay Lane $90. Where the hell is all this money coming from?
Well, the key is if you're a student going to school somewhere in Louisiana, you don't have books or electricity or a bus because all that money goes to LSU to pay off all the things you're talking about.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Remember the movie True Detective?
Now, what am I being,
it's
gentlemen?
About
dig
as bad
deep
as, and as.
Dig deep.
Yeah, as bleak as that landscape looked at times in True Detective, the first season with Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson, that's what it's going to be like if you go to school in Louisiana.
It's true, man. I'm like, wait a minute, y'all are cutting this check for Brian to go right. away, and now you're like, we're bringing Lane in for 90 plus, and I'm yeah. like, what?
I don't know. I mean, do they take money from like the Department of Transportation and use that for the education? I don't know.
Well,
the roads need fixing too.
The roads need fixing.
Either way, somebody, there's going to be a shortfall for somebody because that money is going to go to guys. One for not coaching and one who's coming to coach.
Unbelievable.
And they're saying it could be north of near $100 million.
Oh, my goodness. All right, man. We're going to get to more of that, more of your Falcon thoughts as well. But Big O back in the studio. We got to get to 4th-and-1, man. All right, look, the biggest story in the NFL yesterday was Shedeur Sanders. Like it or not. Everybody was paying attention. Everybody wanted to know what the deal was.
Even the president sounded off on it. I told you he was great. First start, he gets a win. Tremendous effort. I told you so. Hashtag told you so.
Hashtag told you so. I want you to hear what he said. Big O, Shedeur talking about people wanting him to fail. He had a big play in this game. He didn't hurt them. The other part of this is, guys, he's playing with the best defensive player in the league in
right.
Myles Garrett.
Right.
Myles Garrett is about to break the single-season sack record, okay? That was said again. You got to go back to Michael Strahan.
When Brett Favre sat down for him?
That's correct.
Right.
And then you think about T.J. Watt just a few years ago. I think he tied Strahan. Outside of that, you're talking about 5 or 6 more games to play, and this guy is on the tear he's on. I'm talking about Myles Garrett. But let's hear Shedeur because everybody's going, what's he going to be? He looked really good, and Day-Day just told us, our executive producer, Kevin Stefanski has named him the starter for next week.
Right.
Duh. Who else was he going to name the starter? Here's Shedeur.
Everybody's not in the best situation, but it's no excuse. You got to go out there and perform. Like, there's no choice, there's no question. Nobody cares if this was 1 week of prep. who cares? You know, so a lot of people want to see me fail, and it ain't going to happen. You know, it ain't going to happen.
Okay. I know there was another soundbite where he's like, we were joking around, like, with only a week, 1 week of prep, imagine what I could do. I said to Carl, I saw him Day-Day, he almost like Argyle at the end of Die Hard. If this is what they do for Christmas, I've got to be here for New Year's, okay? So he irked, again, even when he wins, he irks some people because he's got to have, supposed to have humility. Well, that's not his style.
No, it's not.
That's not the way it works. Stop with the hate. The kid did his job. And I get it. Yes, you're not your cup of tea. He comes from a family where they stick their chest out and they love themselves before they can love someone else. Get over it. Now let's see what he does. We're finally getting to see the kid play because that was we'll never know until he gets more shots under center. And here he is doing his job.
No doubt. 4th and 1 brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. A couple other things around the NFL, Mike. Bears beat the Steelers. Caleb Williams continues to win. Say what you want. The Bears look playoff bound.
Steelers wobbling, and a lot of folks in Pittsburgh saying, is it time for a change of regime? Because you know, this is Aaron Rodgers is a one-year rental, and you know, there's some good things on that team, but fundamentally they don't deliver the goods. That losing streak, let's be honest, Tomlin's lost a bunch of games this year, so we'll see. The Giants, that was a crazy game, the Lions Giants game. Giants decide to blow out Shane Bowen. He is the defensive coordinator. Mike Kafka is the interim head coach. Defense was just shredded at the end, so they blew out their defensive coordinator earlier. Dable got fired last week.
That boy Jahmyr Gibbs is something else, man.
How about that run, man? Run the daylight.
That boy, 15 carries, 219 yards for Jahmyr Gibbs.
So in my fantasy football leagues, both my opponents have Jahmyr Gibbs.
So you lost.
I lost.
I sat Wandell Robinson because he's so streaky. I went with Roma Dunze. Computer said Roma Dunze.
He didn't
Dunze.
Do jack.
Roma Dunze, he's slowing down. Friggin' most formats, he's 25 to 30 points, Robinson. I didn't get that. Either way, Giants and Detroit was probably the most entertaining game of the weekend.
Totally agree. Chiefs win. They beat the Colts guys in overtime, 23-20. They are not dead. Ravens are rising. They beat the Jets, 23-10, should I say. We get the Jets. We know that. They're coming up. And the Cowboys, the other big win was the Cowboys. They're come from behind victory, Mike, against the Eagles. Look, I know everybody says it. They got the best personnel, and they may be the deepest team in the league. Is their mind in the right place? The Eagles, are they mentally where they need to be?
I don't know. I mean, we've talked about, you know, the soap opera. They've dealt with this before. But Dallas, like, there's a chance if Dallas can get on a heater. I still don't think that defense can do it. But you're right. Philadelphia now, we talked about it last week. We have on from ESPN, join the show. Jeremy Fowler was saying he thinks that Philly can wobble out of this. He doesn't buy that they're going to be able to steady the ship, even though they've been through the soap opera 3 years in a row. And then the number one seed in the AFC, if the playoffs were today, everybody's got to go to Foxborough and go see John Vrabel. And
it's crazy.
How about that?
It's nuts. Matthew Stafford, the MVP, guys.
He's in the mix. I mean, you can make the argument.
Three touchdowns.
They went through Tampa like poop through a goose. That's what's so frustrating, guys. We're 4-7. We should be 6-5. We'd be tied with the Bucs. Those games that we blew, those winnable games like Carolina, Colts,
Dolphins,
49ers. Now, Dolphins pretty much whipped us. That was Cousins, remember? But I'm with you, Carl. We wobbled too much. That first loss to the Bucs, we didn't have a field goal kicker. Bucs now are without Baker Mayfield potentially.
Shoulder sprain for Baker Mayfield. They're getting...
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
An MRI today. We'll keep an eye out. Big O back in the studio. Let's keep an eye out if anything comes out. They may not release anything until later this week with Baker Mayfield. And tonight, Mike said it, Panthers at 49ers. It's a seven-point spread for the 49ers on Monday Night Football. All right, we're coming back. Defense was really good yesterday. Defense is playing well. And the biggest thing that you need to know about why the defense shouldn't be blamed for what's been going on with this football team, we'll tell you next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.